This
is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH. I can't believe the rats in New York City eat better bagels than us.
It's a ratty bagel world out there, Nicole, and we're just living in it.
This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest internet debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And Nicole, today in front of us, we have a bevy of bagels because we are taking down the question, are the bagels actually better in New York City?
Yes.
Now, you and I, you're just saying yeah?
No. This is what we're debating. I don't agree.
Okay, yeah.
Do I?
What?
I don't know.
I don't like New York. We were in New York together once.
Oh, Josh, really?
Did you have a good time?
Oh my God, I could live in New York.
You were thriving there.
I was really living my best life.
Every single step I took was the most miserable step of my life in
Josh.
New York. The whole city is hostile out there. The concrete just radiates heat. There are these vents all over New York. I don't know if people know this, that just belch the city's undersquirts at you.
Yeah.
They just go blah, and then just a belch of hot undersquirt New York air hits you right in the taint.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible experience.
And they don't have like alleys, so they just kind of put trash outside.
There's just trash everywhere.
I love New York, and I would be down to live there or visit there a lot more than I already do.
It's the summers that are unbearable. It's just sweaty. It's hot. It's like the Great Gatsby where everyone's like murdering each other by the end. And spoiler alert, because everybody's just hot and sweaty, and it's a big metaphor. That's all of New York to me. But I have had the best bagels of my life in New York City.
Yeah, I've had pretty good bagels in New York.
But now we have to decide why that is, because there's a lot of myths out there. And there's one myth that like I am very concerned about dispelling today. And that is that it's because of the water, right?
Yeah, of course. Brooklyn water.
The same thing about the pizza. Yeah. The pizza in Brooklyn is better because of the water. The pizza in wherever sucks because the water ain't got the right nutrients in it or whatever. That's all malarkey, right?
Well, I've heard of the water theory, but I've heard of another theory where people say it's the hands. And like,
what do you mean the hands? They got different hands in New York? We got hands in LA. We have perfectly good hands at home, Nicole.
No, they're saying that like the hands, you know, like the hands, like public transit and stuff like that. They're clearly washed, but like there's like some sort of, this is something I heard. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, they were talking about how pizza and bagels, how like the bread is better in New York, and it's because of public transit. Like,
you're
the
telling
hands.
Me people are like holding on to the grimy subway poles,
yeah,
getting all these bacterial cultures,
yeah,
on their hands. It's like
the way
wild yeast naturally collects in France to make their
wines
better.
Yeah. It's exactly
they're
the
doing
same
that
concept
in New York with just like pizza rat grease on the subway poles, and they're putting that in your bread.
Pizza rat reference, nice.
Yeah, do you remember Pizza Rat? Does anybody remember Pizza Rat?
Of course.
It was an adorable rat that ate pizza, but then a month later we regret to inform you that Pizza Rat is racist.
That was a joke within a joke within a joke.
I'm too online. I'm chronically online, and it's a problem.
But I have seen, like, there's a place called Brooklyn Water Bagels started by Larry King, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And he had machines that would, quote, unquote, Brooklynize.
This is in Los Angeles.
Water,
yeah.
And he would just, I mean, RIP. But, like, he, like, would make, there were, like, these big, huge, like, silver vats in the back that were just pumping water with all these tubes and stuff, and you're like, wow, it tasted like a normal bagel.
It tastes like a normal bagel,
yeah,
right? And that's the key. There is like a truth to the fact that different waters in different municipalities are different, right? And so there is like a, what is it, a higher concentration of magnesium,
calcium,
and calcium in Brooklyn water that they say makes the dough softer. But I think people don't understand quite enough about cooking when they're talking about this like very, very small minutia of like what is the, you know, mineral breakdown in your water. It's like, no, there are so many other points in the bagel making process that change your bagel immensely that affect it on such a catastrophic level that the amount of nutrients in your water aren't going to matter. Like, for instance, all the best bagels are, they're boiled, right?
They have to be boiled.
They have to be boiled. That's, to me, that's what makes a bagel. That's what gives it its signature chew. And so the way you make a bagel is you make the dough, you proof it, you roll it, out, you punch it out, you punch the hole, or you hand
roll it,
hand roll it, make the hole, and then you boil it typically with like a sugar in the solution, right?
I always thought it was a baking soda solution.
A baking soda. Some people use diastatic, what is it, diastatic malt?
Was it malt? Yeah, some people use malt powder.
Diastatic malt powder in there. And then you put that in the oven, and then the steam from the boiling of the bagel actually caramelizes the outside. That's why you get that lovely chew right there,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But then a lot of places, they started taking shortcuts back in the day. So they would just put the bagel into a steam oven, right? Or they wouldn't boil it at all because they're like, we got stuff to do. That adds extra time to the labor process. People just want bread with a round hole in it. And Nicole, that's how we get such crappy bagels out in Los Angeles.
Well, that's not true because there have been ton of articles that have been saying that LA is the best bagel in the world. They've been saying, wait a second. They've been saying places like Bell's Bagels. Bell's Bagels, Courage Bagels, Hank's, there's some other places, Yeasty Boys. People are saying that these bagels are the best in the world. They're even better than Montreal bagels. You don't agree?
As somebody who used to write articles for a living, you just have to say things. It was just
so you don't
thing.
Think it's true? It
was, no, I think there is, okay, there is a new school of bagel baker out
there.
That's
true.
And especially as regionality is just like losing its focus, right? People are moving from all corners of the world to all corners of the world, and that's beautiful. It's sharing traditions. And so, you know, you get some hipster who loved making bagels somewhere else and figured out how to do it really well with a lot of craft and attention. And you open up a spot and you're selling bagels for $6 a pop without any toppings on them in Los Angeles. There's some new, some good new school bagels out here. And we have a couple in front of us.
Can you just say the word bagel?
Bagel.
You were saying bagel earlier.
I say bagel. Bagel weird.
You were saying bagel.
Not bagel. It's like bagel. Bagel.
It's a bagel.
Bagel. Bagel.
Is that I am a bagel. Is that how much baritone I have in my voice?
I am a gull that lives in a bay. I am a bagel.
I just really had to address that. So you want to try some?
Let's try some. Okay, okay. Let's explain what we got here. So producer Mindy, God bless her, she was in New York and was like, hey, I can bring you guys back some bagels. So we have a couple right here. We're not saying these are the best bagels in New York. We are saying these are the bagels that Mindy was near.
Yes, yes. I would say that the best bagels in New York are Issa Bagel and Black Seed Bagel.
I had a great bagel at Seidel's. I know it's gauche to love Seidel's.
What's the other one that has Russ and Daughters?
Russ and Daughters.
Russ and
Apparently
Daughters,
their bagels aren't that good, though.
They're
say you
small.
Get bagels from elsewhere, and then you take it and get you the fish from Russ and
you
Daughters.
Sit
or am
in
I
the
thinking
park.
Of Zabar's?
You're thinking of Zabar's.
Thinking of Zabar's. I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't know. But let's dig in. Let's dig in.
Okay.
So we got the New York bagel right here. Should we jump into this egg?
That
egg
looks really
bagel?
Gorgeous. We must say
it's
that
thick.
We did these were frozen and we did warm them up.
But we're gonna
so
try
early.
And like really put on our science hat here and see if we can see something different between so we have like this New York bagel right here from a spot called Bagel Pub in Brooklyn. And tell you what, Nicole. You know who says Bagel Pub has the best bagels in all of New York?
Is it Bagel Pub?
Bagel Pub says that about Bagel Pub, so that's pretty exciting.
Okay, I'm going to dip this into cream cheese that I got from Courage Bagels. I have to tell you a story.
Tell it right now. We're on a storytelling medium.
I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you.
Why?
Okay. So we got Courage Bagels for the podcast, and I was going to like put them in the freezer, but to make sure that they stay nice and fresh, I put them in the vac sealer. And all of the air came out of the bagels and they turned into like chips. And then I thought, oh, let me just open the like container. It didn't do anything. And then there were just these flat little discs of bagels. And I felt so sad because Navia stood in line for an hour and a half to get them. So I didn't get any Courage Bagels, but I got the cream cheese. So.
You thought like a cartoon when you flattened a bagel and you opened the vac seal bag, it would just pop back to life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how you'd think that. I can see you'd think that.
I did.
Let's tear into some. Okay, the other ones we have. Mm-hmm. This to me is like an old school LA bagel.
What is it?
So this is Western Bagel. It is a chain across Los Angeles. There's a bunch in the valley. To me, this is your definition of like an average mid LA bagel. I don't believe. Are these boiled? They don't seem boiled. This seems like a bread roll. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Let's look at the difference between our first LA bagel and our New York bagel.
Well, the New York bagel has more holes in it. There's more like air pockets. I feel like the Western is more dense.
Yeah. The Western one definitely seems denser.
I also got cream cheese from here.
Although we got, this is an egg everything
That's
bagel.
True.
But is there food dye in here?
I was going to say, there's got to be turmeric in here. These are abnormally yellow.
Let's jump into this just like absolutely misshapen New York plain bagel.
Yeah.
These seem bad, right? These seem like bad bagels.
They don't seem horrible.
It seems like a pretty bad. I can't imagine like a worse bagel than this.
No, you're being dramatic.
No, but I feel like, okay, what to you makes a good bagel?
Chew.
Uh-huh.
Crust. Flavor. Can withstand the holdings of a lox cream cheese, tomato, salt, pepper, smattering. You don't like it?
This is just like a, this is just bread. This is just white bread.
I think it's okay. I think it has a little bit of chew. Also, you have to remember, these were frozen and came back to life.
No, but like freezing a bagel doesn't like change the structure of the interior like this. Like to me, this is like significantly too fluffy.
Okay.
For a bagel, right? Mm-hmm. I think bagels, one, should be a little bit more petite than this. And I think that they need to have like a more defined crust.
Okay.
I want like a very chewy, very toothsome crust.
Sure.
And then I want like an interior that's a little bit dense and has like a heavy, heavy glutinous spring and chew to it, right? To me, that's what separates like a bagel from a Kaiser roll, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
It's a little Kaiser rolling now that you mention it.
A little Kaiser rolling.
But it does have a distinct, I think the crust is distinct enough from the center.
I'm trying to discern any difference between, the LA bagel is definitely a little bit lighter.
Yeah, I will agree, which is a sign of a nice boil.
I don't know. I don't want a light bagel.
You don't want a light bagel? They need to be. Josh,
dude,
what are you talking about?
Why would you boil a bagel if you want it to be light?
It steams.
But that makes it denser.
No, it doesn't.
It makes it heavy.
Oh my God.
Oh God. This average LA bagel is better than this one, right?
I agree.
The one from New York?
It is.
Like 100%?
50%. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, this is from like a random bagel spot in New York, but if we're talking about like the water.
Did you try the plain one?
I did not.
The plain one is miles better than the New York one. Our laptops are everything.
Oh, yeah. No, we now have everything flavored laptops in here. My laptop tastes like bagel.
That's good. Do you want to try Hank's now?
So let's get into the new school. Let's get into, okay, like, this is why people are talking about places like LA being like a new bagel haven, maybe the best bagel city in the world.
Okay, put your ear to this bagel. Do you know what that sounds like? Sounds like a CPR dummy. That's because there's air in here.
This is how you know Nicole took the voluntary CPR class that Mythical offered, and I did not. I forgot. I was drinking my coffee in my office, and I was like, where'd everybody go? And then I would have been 15 minutes late to the CPR class, and I was like, not worth it.
I'm really glad that I work somewhere that offers me that kind of, you know, situation. This is fluffy, Josh.
Spring back. Okay, it's fluffy, but it has like a heavy spring back. In a way that this also does.
That one also does too. Okay, I'm going to dip into the cream cheese. I've been eating all of the separate cream cheeses.
The difference is the crust on this, right?
There's chew.
There's no mistaking this for bread. Like that, and that to me is what a bagel needs to be. A bagel needs to be so distinct from bread. It's like a pretzel, right?
Totally.
It's like a pretzel should not, it's a specialty baked good. It should not have that like.
Totally.
Fluffiness. I want a dense chew to my bagel.
I get that with Hank's.
This is a great bagel. This is a great bagel. There's also, of course, a bunch of like really great new school bagels in New York. And a lot of people, that something that's really trendy is doing Montreal style bagels, which are a little bit sweeter, a little bit smaller, a little bit denser, a more defined hole to it.
Yep.
You know
that's
what I
right.
mean?
Let me move this.
But we have to get into the stereotype of like why people think that New York has better bagels than LA and why it actually is, right?
I think people assume that because New York has been an institution for bagels since, what, Ellis Island happened? Mm-hmm. They're like, whatever, it's like family-owned businesses and people have been making bagels for, you know, almost 100 years. It's iconic. People's grandmas, grandpas are making it, pass it down. So there's a deep amount of like respect for those that make bagels in New York because they've been doing it for so long. Do they do it right now? Well, I don't really know.
People can be so mad about the mouth noises on this episode, and I don't care. I don't care. Loving chewing through these bagels. This Hank's bagel is so freaking good.
It really is.
To me, it all comes down to the history of a region, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the history of New York, right? There's a much bigger Ashkenazi Jewish history, and bagels are, like, bagels literally a Yiddish word.
Yeah.
Right? Comes from Jewish bakers in, like, the 1600s who had to be completely separate from the Christian bakers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long history of Jews selling bagels to the Gentiles.
Yes.
And that was, like, the first sort of bit of Jewish culture, and this is going back hundreds of years. And so when Jews got to New York, there was a big Jewish wave of immigration in the 1880s from Russia, because I think they thought the Jews conspired to kill Tsar Alexander II. It was a whole, who have it? The Jews conspired to kill, am I right? I'm saying throughout history, we've been blamed for every major assassination. So anytime the Jews got blamed for anything, more of them went to New York. And so there were bagel bakeries in New York in like the 1890s in a way that there generally weren't in, say, Los Angeles. So like you said, that big culture, that big history. Not only that, there was a bagel bakers union.
That's incredible.
Like, in the early 1900s.
That's cool.
It was like one of the most formative unions in America.
That's incredible.
Which is really awesome. And that was before the bagel automation process. So my general theory is bagel baking in New York, people literally have passed down from generation to generation this nostalgia factor of like, I ate bagels from this place, your father ate bagels from this place, yada, yada. However, ever since the invention of, God, what was his name? It was like Harvey Lender or something, of the automated bagel making machine.
Okay.
I think the quality has declined and declined, and New York is literally resting on its laurels and its reputation as being a good bagel spot. And I think other cities like Los Angeles are ripe to come in and take it from them.
I think you're right. I mean, we can just tell by the two bagels we had. They are miles better than the ones that we got from New York. The chew, the bite, the texture. It's just incredible.
Shout out to Hank's in Los Angeles. Yeah, I think y'all make a hell of a bagel. I've been a big fan.
Their salt rosemary one's really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, Josh, what's your favorite bagel? Have we talked about this? We've talked about this a lot, but I just want to remind everyone, what's your favorite bagel?
I'm a huge everything guy. I've always loved everything bagels. It's like the onion, the garlic.
Sure.
Sesame seeds on there. If I'm not getting everything, I'm getting plain sesame seed bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And I get sesame bagels toasted, but everything bagels untoasted because I like toasted sesame flavor.
Okay.
But I'll get cream cheese, tomato, lox, red onion. That's it. Scallion cream cheese sometimes if I'm feeling a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open-faced, always. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. But I absolutely love a jalapeno cheese bagel. That's my favorite from the Ralph's.
That's the most LA thing. That's like, pull up. Ralph's bagels are good.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store bagels are like perfectly fine. They're so much better than like, you know, getting a Sara Lee bagel, you know, the pre-made stuff.
The bagel we got from New York is very Sara Lee-esque.
It's a very bad bagel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because, okay, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about it a little bit, but I want to flesh it out more here. Is that like the reason pizza say is better in New York, which that's the thing I fully believe.
I think pizza's better in New York.
The bagels on average might be better in New York. It's not what we saw here today, but it still probably rings true.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the tacos are better in Los Angeles. Pizza's,
oh, yeah, no duh.
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. But it's, to me, it's simply because there are a lot more Italian-Americans in New York than there are Los Angeles. They've been there for longer. So you can't serve bad pizza because Italian-Americans aren't going to buy it because they know good pizza.
Yeah, and they'll tell you if it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Similar with Mexican people in Los Angeles, right? We're like a plurality, you know, Latino city. And so that's the reason you can go to any street corner and find someone selling awesome tacos for like $1.50 a pop.
That's right.
And they're incredible. Bagels. New York Jewish population around 11%.
Is there really 11%?
There are a lot of different numbers that I've seen, but I got it from like, it was like virtualjewishlibrary.org, and that seems legit enough.
It's an org.
It's an org. That's and how it's, you a, know it's a virtual real. Library. And
no, I'm convinced. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So New York, this is New York metro area and LA metro area. 11% for New York, about 5.5% for Los Angeles.
No way.
And also a much younger Jewish population in Los Angeles,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah.
And so to me, it's like you just have a much younger bagel culture. In that's LA, not true. Enough time for it to really mature and blossom.
But I will say the hype around these brand new fangled shops.
Newfangled bangles?
you like here, like there's two competing bagel spots in Ocean Park. One of them is Layla Bagels, I've and there's that. Another one. I don't know the name of it, but literally there's lines going separate around the block and people are going with their friends. One person stands in line for Layla's, one person stands in line for the other, and then they get it and compare it to each other.
You know how I know Layla's won?
Because it's the name I remember.
Yep.
Yeah. Like there's just so much hype around bagels in LA though that I feel New York has that hype, but LA's just going with it right now.
So you think
it's
the rate
of resurgence.
The like things time is a flat circle, right? Like food, culinary trends go in waves.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Like at some point, you know, I'm sure Boston had the best bagels or whatever in America. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's just, you know, the cyclical nature to it. So you think like LA 20 years from now, people aren't even going to remember New York bagels.
Do I think people are going to remember New York bagels?
No, like people, do you think 20 years from now, at the rate at which LA is expanding its bagel footprint, people are not going to remember the fact that New York once had the best bagels. We are going to wipe the bagel history off the map of New York. We are coming for the spot, Nicole.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think it's possible. I think we will continue to beef like East Coast, West Coast, like Biggie and Tupac.
Gorf.
And that's it, you know? There's never going to be a right answer. Like you and I are LA people. We're from here. We're born and raised here. We've been to New York. How many times have you been to New York?
Ugh, like four.
I've been like twice in my life. You know what I mean? So I'm not the best authority to talk about which one is better. But from what I'm seeing here, I will say that LA's bagels are better than New York's bagels. 100%.
What's the best bagel you've ever had in your life, though? Like, have you had a life-changing bagel?
Yeah. Issa Bagel.
Essa Bagel in New York.
It's Issa
it's
Bagel.
Pronounced, it is like literally pronounced Essa
Josh,
Bagel.
Josh.
It's spelled ESS a bagel.
So what? Just
that's
because
how, this is how words work.
Josh,
what
no.
Do you mean, so what?
No, it's not. That's
okay,
not
listen,
how my
Nicole,
words
can you chill?
Yes, Josh. No, I will say Issa Bagel. I mean, their bagel was just delicious and the cream cheese was fresh and it was hot and it was steamy and it was sexy and it was delicious and I loved it. So yeah, the bagels like that, it changed my life. Courage also here.
Courage in Los Angeles.
Have you had it?
I haven't had it yet. I don't want to brave the lines. I know. I should go.
Okay, let's go.
I should go this weekend. Let's do it.
Okay.
what are foods that you think other cities have a cultural lock on? Like Los Angeles for tacos to me is like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
New York
for sure.
Bagels and pizza.
New York pizza. It's not bagels anymore. It's honestly not bagels anymore. I'm so sorry. Please don't.
It might not
me.
Be though, right? Like I've had like the average bagel in New York is just like perfectly fine, but it's not the same as the average slice in New York or the average taco in LA.
That's true.
Like I believe the average that's taco true. In LA is so many miles better than the average taco
you are correct.
In any other city in America.
You are correct. What's the place? Poutine. Is that Montreal, Vancouver?
Poutine in Montreal.
Poutine in Montreal.
That might actually be one because poutine in so many other places is like it's rat effed.
Really? People are just bastardized. It left
well, people
right.
in Montreal, they're like, it has to be a dark beef gravy. It has to have that like demi-gloss like appeal.
It has to be
the squeaky
curds.
Cheese curds, a thick cut, like double fried fry. And you go to a lot of other places and they're like, oh, here's like some mozzarella cheese. So that might be a good one.
Yeah. I would say, what's some other ones?
A lot of just like big immigrant communities that settle in places that like don't elsewhere. So like Miami and Cuban food.
I was going to say Cuban food. Chicago deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza
have
in Chicago.
Have you had any good deep dish pizzas here?
I have. Not really. There are places that have done it. Like, there's a spot called Rance's.
Yeah,
that was doing it. Massa of Echo Park.
Nothing like it. The Chicago one was the best one.
But everything in Chicago, the average deep dish in Chicago is so much better
than everywhere else. Yeah.
That's terroir. That's because food, like, it has a sense of place
that
are created by the people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I just don't think, I think the bagels have fallen off in New York a little bit.
Bagels in New York, you come back.
I know.
Where'd you
go? Well, we just have to tell them, please, don't come to Los Angeles. Just stay in New York and make the bagels better in New York. Please. They're good there. Just work at it, please. Did you even try the cream cheeses, man? Did you even say which cream cheese you like better?
Are they not all from the same factory? Are the cream cheeses not all from the same factory?
Just spit it out.
What? Like, are they like making their cream cheese in-house? I know some
places
like started making their own cream cheese in-house. I just don't know that any of these places are actually doing it.
I don't know. They all taste different to me.
How did Jews end up smoking salmon?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maggie, you Google that real quick. It's something I probably should have researched before this, but I have a theory. And then Maggie, can you tell me if I'm correct?
Break it down, Josh.
Okay, so judging by my like Eastern European Jewish family members, smoked fish has always been a part of it, but it's always been like mackerel and herring and sprats and like, what are kippers? I don't even know what kippers are. Is that kippers and herring? I don't know. But kippers is like a smoked in vinegar or something or other. But they're all these like small river fish, right? Because that's what they could get. Maybe a lot some of the Russian Jews are eating smoked sturgeon. But like salmon, that's not a thing over there, right?
Norwegian, right?
Salmon's Norwegian. I mean, salmon is it's in the Americas as well. But like, I have a feeling that it was just enterprising Scandinavian businessmen who got the Jews to start using their smoking techniques on salmon instead of their small fish because they can get bigger slices out of them.
Well, then a Scandinavian guy do that in Japan and tell people, hey, eat raw salmon.
God dang right he did.
Yeah.
God dang right he did.
Maybe. It's highly
possible. I'm wondering
if it's
the same, situation.
I'm just eating bagels. This is my lunch.
How do you feel about people just making like a classic deli sandwich on a bagel instead of bread?
Ugh, I hate it.
You hate it? I hate it too. I hate it too.
I despise it. Gross.
It is literally the worst.
A bagel, a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel? Patooey, get out of here.
I think it's a pretty common thing that
people
enjoy.
Put it on an English muffin. Grow up.
I have never had a bacon, egg, and cheese from New York.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
You ever have a chopped cheese from New York?
No.
Me
Did
neither.
You?
No.
Okay.
Cheese steaks in Philly. That's another one. That's another one that people really mess up.
Do you want to go?
That city.
Okay. So we have plans to have bagels this weekend. Mm-hmm. But like, you sound like you want to go back to New York.
I would love to go back to New York. New York is my favorite city. And my favorite thing about New York is how romantic it is. Because, Nicole, it snows there 11 months out of the year. I don't know if you know this.
I think it's only like 7 months out of the year. I think you're being dramatic.
Well, it's 7 to 8 months, depending on if the vernal equinox has happened or not.
Okay.
But that's my favorite thing. It's just you're walking through Central Park, roller skating on the ice, but not ice skating. You're roller skating on the ice and you fall over. And then she's like, oh, my God. And she helps you up. And then, like, you both rolling around on the ground. You're kissing. And then, and then a bunch of pigeons just come and swarm you and one just vomits a cigarette butt right in your mouth. And that's New York, baby. The Big Apple. That's why we love it.
One of my first days with David was roller skating.
And then a pigeon vomited a cigarette butt
no.
in your mouth?
And then he took me again like 2 months ago. And I said, never, ever take me ice skating ever again.
Terrible day. It's a terrible day.
But it was so fun. And, you know, it was beautiful. And I will never go ice skating ever again. Not even New York Rockefeller Center. I will not. But I will eat a bagel.
Heck yeah, you will. In conclusion, are the bagels actually better in New York?
This test says no. This test, no.
And this is a very flawed scientific test, to be
fair. Very.
And our science was based on where Mindy was at the time and how much we felt like inconveniencing her. And the answer was she was near Bagel Pub and not a lot, respectively.
Correct.
Are the answers. But I think the general idea of if there are more people, if there's a higher supply and a higher demand, you have a higher chance of outliers, right? If you
have
more Jews, I know non-Jews eat bagels too, but if you got more Jews demanding more bagels baked by more Jews, then there is a higher chance of one of those Jews being incredible at baking bagels, right? Ditto with pizza, ditto with tacos, ditto with Philly cheesesteak, ditto with deep dish, ditto with ropa vieja. You know what I mean? So you just like find a high concentration of the thing you want, and then you have more choice, and it has nothing to do with the chemical composition of the water.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu.
The hot dog.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the universe. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casserole.
But before we get into that, we got a brand new segment called Pole Dance, where Nicole does a 5-second interpretive dance based on the poll that we posted on Spotify. Nicole, your timer starts in 3, 2, go. All right, so we asked, which is better, green salsa or red salsa? 57% of people responded with red salsa, only 43% green, which is actually a lot more parody than I thought. I thought people were going to go heavily red on that, as Nicole is explaining via her beautiful dance. Nicole, that was good stuff.
Thanks. At the end, I just wanted everyone to open their eyes and realize how important it is to vote in polls.
You're a real Twyla Tharp. Using your dance for political activism.
Yeah, yeah, big fan of Twyla Tharp.
Big Twyla Tharp fan?
Huge.
I'm a Tharp head.
She was the one that used the scarves.
It maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's get into some voicemails.
Hi, Josh and Nicole.
Hi.
Good to talk to you. I think that the best and, dare I say, only way to drink beer is to add salt. When I go to a bar, I order a pint with a salted rim.
Yes, ma'am.
When I'm home, I just like throw some salt in the can. In college, we used to say, if you put salt in a Miller, it tastes like a Stella. So...
Oh,
I just have gotten in the habit of salting my beers, and it's made them a lot better. And even better than that is a Michelada, but I think we all know this. You throw some lime juice, some Worcestershire, some soy sauce, some Tabasco into a glass with ice, a little tahini rim. That's the best way. But really, everyone should just be salting their beers. I'm a big like lager pilsner guy, though. I can't speak to like
me too
salting an IPA, because I think IPAs are gross in the first place, and I think that we should stop pretending that they taste good. But yeah, hope you guys are having a good time, and put some salt on your next beer. XOXO.
Excellent opinion.
Yeah, I hate IPAs so much.
I have such a nostalgic soft spot for it, because I drank so much when I was a 21-year-old teenager,
like Dos Equis.
And Dos Equis isn't an IPA, no. I mean, like, we're talking, like, Stone, Lagunitas, Firestone IPA, Modern Times, you know, all that stuff. So I drink a lot of those, and I still really enjoy them, especially when I go back to visit friends in San Diego, you know, going to the breweries there, and you drink some, like, 14% IPA that
yeah,
they serve in
that's
a 3-ounce
fun.
Thimble, and it just, like, punches you in the throat.
Why did I always think Dos Equis was an IPA?
I don't know what Dos Equis technically is, though.
It's a lager. I just looked it up.
It's a lager?
But no, I love pilsners. And I like the idea of adding... I always, whenever I have a Corona, I always put a little bit of salt and lime in there and a dash of Tapatio. But I've seen it a lot on TikTok of people salting beers.
Yeah.
It's like a thing right now.
A lot of what I want from a beer. Like, if I'm just drinking a beer with my meal, I'm typically not going IPA.
Sure.
Right? Something like a pilsner is fantastic because it's super clean, it's light, it's fresh, it's crisp. It's cold. It's not like an abrasive flavor, but you add a little bit of salt to it and it just kind of like
rounds it out.
Rounds it out. It cuts through that bitterness. And also, her talking about micheladas, there's like a wide spectrum of like the chiladaplex in Mexican culture, right? And so some people They think if you just call it a chelada, that just means lime and salt in your beer, which is really fantastic.
Is that true?
So there's like chelada, michelada, cubana.
Okay.
And all these terms get really nebulous and they shift depending on where you are. So it's not like a perfect science.
Mm-hmm.
Some micheladas have tomato, some micheladas don't have tomato, stuff like that. But there is a drink recognized as a chelada that is just lime and salt, which is
beautiful.
That's
my jam.
I'm in. I do love a full michi, though.
Me too. Have you ever had a michelada with a tamarindo stick?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, I've had the freak chiladas out there.
Oh, where they put like lollipops and stuff in
there? Oh,
they'll
put lollipops. They'll put whole like shrimp cocktail
in there.
Served in a giant hollowed out watermelon.
I'm into that.
It's kind of a fun
time. Yeah,
it's not an everyday thing.
It's a good summer.
Time.
It's a good summer treat.
I just want a beer. I love a beer right now. I haven't got a beer. Who wants to get daddy a beer? Who need Papa needs a beer? Come on, beer, Papa. Come on. Who got a beer for Papa?
You just had a bagel, and then you want to have beer?
A bagel's just solid beer. Beer, just a liquid bagel.
Next opinion, Maggie, please.
Where's my everything bagel IPA?
Love the voicemail.
You should make
big that. Controversy. Clementines. Clementines
okay.
do not exist anymore. Cuties brand used to be Clementines.
Now it's
Cuties Mandarins. There are no Clementines for the last 3 years.
What is up
with that? Please help me bring back Clementines. Mandarins suck. They're too sweet. I want the tart Clementines back. Give me Cuties Clementines. Please and thank you. I love you.
Interesting note about the Clementines branding not existing anymore, which is true, and I haven't even thought of that.
It doesn't. Well, unless you go to the farmer's market or you got a cool neighbor
but
that
do they call them Clementines? Because it's a mandarin, right? It's a small citrus fruit.
I don't know
like
the genus species.
Not have seeds. I don't know that much about it either.
Mm-mm.
I eat a ton of them. I eat like 3 of those bad boys a day.
I love them so much.
I love them a lot simply because I love oranges. I love citrus fruit.
Me too.
But like a navel or a Valencia orange is so tough and annoying to just peel.
Yeah.
You get a ton of pith on the outside and you can't just eat the segments enjoyably.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing that Clementines did, now Cuties, Halos, whatever, is that they have an easy-to-peel peel.
Yeah.
There's no seeds.
Yeah.
And you can just throw them back.
So good.
But there's a new player on the scene.
Sumo's?
Sumo's, baby.
Well, I've...
Sumo.
I've known about Sumo citrus for a long time.
But they got a big old advertising campaign out there now.
I have seen that.
They're getting
that.
The name out.
I have seen that.
They're getting the name out. So Sumo is like a gigantic Clementine, Mandarin, whatever, in the sense that it has a very easy-to-peel peel. It just
Satsuma.
Comes right off.
It's a Satsuma.
It's a Satsuma?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's fantastic. But I don't know if, like, do they just keep selectively breeding the mandarins to be sweeter?
Yeah, I think so.
Man.
So kids will eat them.
That's interesting. I wonder if they are actually less tart or if your palate has just changed.
I love really sour, like clementine-y mandarin
Same.
Things. They're so good.
I want a little bit of abrasiveness. I want
oh, my gosh.
Like a, what's the Filipino fruit that I love?
Calamansi. So good.
It's like calamansi.
Ugh, so good.
Man, the world of fruit breeding, though. Riveting stuff. I want David Guest to make a mockumentary about fruit breeders.
Is that Bluestone Hill guy?
No, David Guest is the guy who did like Spinal Tap, Dustin Show, Waiting for Guffman.
Never seen it.
Mascots.
Never seen it.
Fun times, Nicole. Oh, also, have to issue a stat correction. I mentioned that maybe Jews didn't know about salmon. Turns out Jews have known about salmon for a long time. Salmon, very popular in the Baltic states
Huge.
And also in Russia, and they farm a whole lot of it there.
Huge.
So it turns out Jews was just smoking salmon.
Like everyone else.
Like
with all
time.
The other fishies.
And then they just kind of like brought that over to like eventually London and then eventually New York.
Why didn't Jews do this Feast of Seven Fishes? They had so many fishes.
They have so many fishes.
They should
have
just done
Jews
it.
Jews could have done 8 fishes.
Could have done, yeah.
Jews could have done 8 fishes.
Could have done 9.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Next opinion.
Do you know what the Feast of Seven Fishes is about? I have no idea.
I just saw it in the bear and I'm like,
But you knew about it before the bear,
of
right?
Of course.
But like what?
Maggie, can we have the next opinion? It's something about Christianity, bro. I don't know.
Jesus is depicted as a fish. I know that.
Jesus' symbol is a fish on the back
Annalise.
Of cars.
Annalise, why Jesus a fish?
Teach a man to fish. No. Give a man a fish. Feed him one day. Teach a man to fish. Feed him for a lifetime.
No. Give a man a fish. He knows where to come to buy fish. Teach a man to fish and you've lost your entire customer base. That's the Jewish version. This is a business. Why would I teach you to fish? I know how to fish. I got all the good fish in my spot. You come to me
Jesus.
For fish. I'll give you a good deal on the fish.
Next opinion, Maggie, save us.
I'm not anti-Semitic.
Hey, Josh and Nicole. This is Andres from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Andres.
A slept-on food combination is barbecue chips with pesto.
Ugh.
This works best with kettle backyard barbecue chips.
What the hell is going
but
on?
But I think, in my experience, pretty much any barbecue chip will work.
Ugh.
But that is the best combo by far.
Andres, that
awesome.
Is...
Have a good time.
Sorry Bye. To cut you off. That is so headache inducing.
It's I just love the verbiage that he used of slept on.
It,
as if people know that this is a combo.
Keep sleeping on
that
it.
That people eat a lot.
Put it under your
but
pillow.
But people are just sleeping on it. They're just being deliberately obtuse about the fact that it exists. Now, I've never thought about putting these two foods together in my life. The interesting thing about them, they're both such complete flavor profiles.
Yes.
Like, what's a good thing to put on a barbecue chip? Not much. It's kind of its own thing.
It's its own thing. Maybe onion dip?
I would say, right, a very plain, neutral, creamy dip because it's already spicy. It's
true.
It's acidic.
Sure.
A good thing to put pesto on.
Pasta.
The plainest food. They're both, like, such heavy profiles.
Intense flavors.
Headache-inducing. Mashing them together.
Headache-inducing.
I would love to try it. I feel like it'd be a rush in your mouth. I feel like it'd be a party in there.
The only
it'd be
way,
like a euphoria party.
I don't need to do
They're like
euphoria.
Doing crazy drugs. And
I never, I was so uncomfortable the first episode of Euphoria, I couldn't watch the rest of
but
it.
But then you just kept going?
But then I saw the rest of The Idol. No, I stopped.
Oh.
But I saw The Idol in like one day.
You watch all of The Idol?
In one day.
Euphoria is more uncomfortable than The Idol, right?
Is it?
Well, The Idol to me is, it's like a stage play. It's like you're watching the behind the scenes craft of it all. You're like, why is The Weeknd doing this?
I think in 10 years, it's going to be Showgirls level.
I think it might be. It might be Showgirls level camp, but it didn't even get to that.
It will.
Ice them down
for the kids.
For me, baby.
For the kids. They're going to be like, okay.
How old were you when you watched Showgirls?
Well, it was on TV.
And they edited it in.
They edited it out, like all the bad words and all the naughty bits. So maybe I was like, what, 16, 17?
When you saw it like unedited.
Yeah, when I saw it edited.
Oh, edited, gotcha.
And I
gotcha.
Saw it again when I was like older.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you?
Like too young.
11.
Yeah, about 11. About 11. They edited in like digital bikinis. It was bizarre.
Yeah, they would
the
walk and it'd be like,
yeah, the bikini would be like trying to follow them. It's utterly Elizabeth Berkley, though, huge fan.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh. Hi. My opinion is you should have cooked that tomato paste before you put it into your Dino Nugget Parmesan. Thanks.
What people? Okay, what is up with
Wait,
people
hold on.
Talking about cooking tomato paste?
Hold on, I'm here too.
Her.
I always cook my tomato paste.
Why? Why?
What?
Why do you cook your
because
tomato paste?
Because it's in a can and it's metallic tasting and it gets rid of the metallic taste.
Does it?
Does it? Yeah, does.
I don't, does it? I don't know. I've never cooked. Well, okay, like, hold on. If you're using tomato paste, you're likely cooking it, right? There's not a lot of like raw, cold tomato paste preparations out there.
Well, some pizza sauces.
Are they talking
lazy.
About some pizza sauces if you're lazy, but then you're adding heat to it and that's cooking it. Like, I don't understand. There's a disconnect here for me.
Okay.
Are people talking about caramelizing it in the pan? Because that's a technique I do if I'm making, like, bolognese. I'll add anchovy paste and tomato paste in the middle of a bolognese, get some color on that in the pan, caramelize it, deepen it, yada, yada. But also, let's analyze the statement you just made. You should have cooked your tomato paste when you were making what? Dino Nugget Parmesan. If I had any amount of self-respect or culinary skill or acumen, I would not have been making... Dino Nugget Parmesan in the first place, man. You need to check yourself, all right? You're coming here. You know, no.
Hey, Josh.
He's coming here talking all crazy
Josh,
to me.
Hey, Josh.
He's talking all crazy. I don't
Josh,
go to his job talking
Josh.
All crazy to him. Where you work?
He probably is.
Where
like,
you
I
work?
Don't know.
Library? I'm coming in. I'll be like, oh, don't put that book there.
What's with the Dewey Decimal System or whatever? What's it called? The Dewey?
Dewey Decimal System, actually really formative, really incredible way to organize
what is this?
A lot
the
of Dewey
information. What am I saying? The Dewey Decimal System.
Are you saying decibel? Decimal.
Decimal.
Whatever. Come on. Like, keep them going.
I love
gonna,
doing the
madder.
Podcast
gonna
in
madder
the kitchen.
And madder.
Can I just say, doing the podcast in Mythical Kitchen is actually so much more fun.
Yeah, I feel like I'm hanging out in like the basketball gym after it closed
yeah.
in high school, you know?
Yeah, that's the same, yeah. same.
Hey, Josh and Nicole.
hey.
It's me, Quinn. I'm from North Carolina.
Hi.
What's up, Quinn?
And
good to see you,
man. And my hot take is I think that nacho cheese deserves to be on a Subway ham sandwich.
much.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
My man, Quinn.
Quinn, great. I agree.
More liquid cheeses.
With ham.
With ham.
And Subway.
At Subway. Subway could have fixed all of their problems if they just got a vat of liquid cheese. You know who did that? Chipotle.
Chipotle's liquid cheese is ass.
But I'm saying, but you get some good liquid nacho cheese, some of like the canned stuff at a Subway. I'm putting that on the meatball sandwich. I'm putting that on the tuna sandwich. You know, I'm putting that on all the sandwiches at Subway. I'm putting the liquid cheese.
Quinn, you should just tell, you should literally go to Subway.com and look up, you know, their info. And then you should email this and be like, I want to own a Subway one day. Mm-hmm. And then go, and then they'll pay for your college or something.
Yeah, smart.
Do it.
Quinn, I imagine you're a child. And here's the power of being a child. You could write a letter to like the founder of Subway, HR Subway, or whatever their name is. And you can say, hello, my name is Quinn. I am, let's say, 11 years old.
12, 11.
You know, and this is where I'm 45. From. And then you say, I think you should add vats of nacho cheese to all your restaurants. And they have a chance of doing that because they can use it as a marketing opportunity. And you should really spread all of your efforts around while you are a child. Any dream you ever have that involves a company, write a letter to that company.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You never know where it'll take you.
Not us. We won't fold. No. We don't negotiate with child terrorists.
No, we don't. Or regular terrorists.
No. Once you turn 18, if you decide to...
Then you negotiate with terrorists.
Negotiate, yeah.
Okay. Do we have one
also,
more?
Also, America negotiates with terrorists all the time. I don't know where that...
Who said that?
I don't know.
We will not negotiate with terrorists. Was that
Reagan?
We
literally do. We're constantly bargaining with terrorists.
Was that Reagan?
Maybe.
Bush?
Who said that? Who said we don't negotiate with terrorists? You think it was Reagan? Sounds like a Reagan thing to say. Nixon.
That was way off.
Nixon. All right. I am not a crook. You know? He said that. And on that note, thank you
so much.
Are we
done? I want to do one more.
Thank you so much. One more.
Maggie, I want to do one more.
Maggie,
please.
Round it back up. Nicole doesn't want to go home.
No.
Hey, guys. I'm Lily from Oklahoma. And I actually have two opinions.
Ooh,
firstly, French toast isn't good. It's just like overrated soggy bread. And secondly, eggs that are like cooked in an oven or some sort of like breakfast casserole are absolutely disgusting.
Mm.
The like texture is so weird and rubbery. Anyways, I love your podcast. Bye.
Lily coming in hot and swinging with the energy of a misanthropic teenager.
I love it.
Love it. Right? That's what I want my teenagers to be.
Yeah.
When I go into Starbucks and there's a teenager in there, they shouldn't be all Chick-fil-A. I'm happy to see you. My pleasure. No. You should be pissed off. You should have multiple piercings. You should have one earphone in. You shouldn't care about my order. You should get my name wrong.
You should look like you were on the cast of Daria, you know, the animated show Daria.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bring malaise back to teens.
Yeah, I want a Malaysian. I haven't podcasted with you so long. I don't know how to talk to you anymore.
French toast.
It's good.
I love it. It's my
favorite
of the breakfast.
You got to get it from somewhere good.
What do we call the triumvirate of waffles, pancakes, French
toast?
What do we call them?
I don't.
There needs to be a collective name for the triple
like
entente.
Like the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But
yeah, like a, breakfast. Yeah.
I don't know. IHOP.
I guess. I don't know. But that's my favorite of those. But I love soggy, eggy things. To baked eggs, this is a pretty good opinion that I've never heard eloquated like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you bake an egg, it does get kind of worse than if you cooked it any other way than baking it.
I actually really like it whenever you take eggs and then you put cream and then you bake it.
Like quiche.
Not like quiche. Like you crack an egg. You put cream in it.
Oh, and you...
In a
cocotte
or whatever. Eggs and cocotte.
Is that what it's called? Eggs and cocotte?
I think so.
But like the cream kind of caramelizes?
Yeah, and then you cook it in a bain-marie. You got to cook your eggs in a bain-marie.
But bain-marie, you're like effectively steaming it, right?
It's good,
like
though.
You're kind of the... Not really.
Why don't you just agree with me one time?
Lily, that's an astute observation, and I hope that you work a retail job and you are mean to customers, because that is your right as a teen in America. I don't know if you're a teen. I have no... You could be a 37-year-old career woman.
Yeah, Quinn could be 45.
What? It just had big teen energy there, right? Yeah. At BTE?
Sure.
BTE. And on that note, thank you so much for stopping by. A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, your favorite podcast that you listened to in the last 40 minutes. We got new audio-only episodes every Wednesday. We got new audio-only episodes every Wednesday. And new audio-only episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your Wednesdays. We got new audio-only episodes every Wednesday, and we got our videos coming out on the Mythical Kitchen channel, What Up, every Sunday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions or Like Casseroles, you can hit us up at 833-DOG-POD-1. The number again is 833-DOG-POD-1.
Specifically interested in children who want to write letters to companies and misanthropic teens. Those are the big opinions we're seeking right now. For more Mythical Kitchen, check out our videos where we launch videos every week. This is a copy I got. For more Mythical Kitchen, check out our other videos. We launch new videos every week. Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know who said it. Hey, for more Mythical Kitchen, check out our videos where we make them all the time until we die. We will not stop. Our videos will outlive you and your sons. There will be nothing left in this world but dust and ash and bone and nuclear fallout.
And content.
We'll see you next time.